Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I'm going to talk to you today in episode, 22, 23, 24, something like that. I'm going to talk to you today about breaking 80 again. I'm going to stick with this theme for a little bit of breaking 80. But more specifically, we're going to talk about the driver and hitting the ball further off the tee. Because I think that for the average golfer, there's a lot to gain from just hitting the ball a little bit further off the tee. Now, that's not to say that the short game is irrelevant or doesn't matter. The putting, chipping, pitching, bunker play, iron play, and all that doesn't, short iron play doesn't matter, even long iron play, because it does. But I think that an average golfer and a relatively new golfer has so much more to gain from hitting the ball further off the tee, because what that's going to allow you to do is to reduce the shots that typically, more often than not, cost you more than one shot. So, let's take for instance, most average golfers' penalty shots happen from the tee shot. Now, that's not to say that they don't scull it through the green or you don't fat your irons or stuff like that, because that does happen, but most of the issues lie from being on the tee and hitting it out of bounds, hitting it in the hazards, hitting it into a position where it's just very difficult to advance the ball further forward towards your targets. So that is putting you in the woods, in the water hazard, in a position that no matter how good you are, it's still just a very difficult next shot. So what we should do is focus more on advancing the ball further forward, and at the same time, if you're working on the right things, then you should, as a byproduct, also be improving your accuracy. So, because if you're working on the right things and you're trying to increase your distance distance with a driver, then what you'll find is that you'll become more accurate because you're working on the right thing. So what I'm going to suggest you do is to purchase a training aid. I'm not getting paid to say this, but there's a training aid called Super Speed Golf. It's the best. I've recommended it to everybody. It's the best training tool you could possibly imagine using. So what this has done for me and my students, I've seen anywhere from 3 miles per hour increase during a 45 minute lesson, and I've also seen 15 miles per hour increase in a 45 minute lesson. It really is magical. The best training aid ever. And so what it does is, there's three different shafts with weights on the end. They're at varying weights, lighter and heavier. And you go through certain protocols, go through these little protocol drills, and you're trying to swing as fast as you can in multiple ways, both standing still and then taking some steps and doing like the Happy Gilmore. And it's going to help you mainly adjust your sequencing. So the order in which your body moves, which should be lower body, upper body, arms and club. So like the pelvis, the you shift pressure from, this is for a right-handed golfer. You shift pressure from your right to your left, and your pelvis starts to unwind, starts to rotate, and then your torso is next, and then your arms are next, and then the last thing is the club into the ball. So this training head really helps that, because one of the things that is super important that was found from research by the Titleist Performance Institute was that you could look at all the best players in the world on a graph and look at their kinematic sequence, which is what I just mentioned, the order in which your body moves. And you would not be able to tell the difference between most PGA Tour players. That means that they have, that's one of the things they have in common, is the order in which their body moves. And for the average golfer, you'd see that that sequence is all over the place. It's in the wrong order. And so that is what results directly into a lack of distance. You don't hit the ball as far because of that, one of the main reasons. But also, because your body's unwinding in the wrong order, it's very, very difficult to have the club square up at impact and to hit the ball the right direction. So you both get that lack of distance, but also the extreme variation of direction. That's where you are very inconsistent with hitting it left, hitting it right, and it causes so many problems, is that kinematic sequence. So I think the biggest area of opportunity is for a golfer, an average golfer, to work the right way on trying to hit the ball further. If you do that, then you're going to find that your kinematic sequence squares up. And not only that, but because of the kinematic sequence improving, you're going to hit the ball much straighter, much more accurate, as well as increase those yards and hit that ball a few extra yards off the tee. So you'll hit it straighter, you'll hit it further, you'll have a shorter shot into the green. You'll, number one, which is probably the most important, is you will reduce those shots that don't cost you just one shot, those shots that cost you anywhere from 3 to 5 shots. And that's what's really killing the average golfer from breaking through 80. So check out those training aid tools. They are a godsend. They're about $199, they're the best $200 you spend on golf ever. They will help you increase your distance, optimize your sequence, so you'll hit the ball further and straighter, you'll have a shorter shot into the green, and you will give yourself an opportunity to break 80. That's all from me today. I'll be back with you tomorrow, probably on the same theme, but I've got a few other niche topics within that to talk about that I think are very helpful and give you some technical insight as well. So I'll see you then.